With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Montana Representative Ryan Zinke is considering a 2018 run for the U.S. Senate seat held by Democrat John Tester. The Whitefish Republican says he will be pressuring Tester in coming months to move toward the political center and work with Republicans in Congress and President-elect Donald Trump. Zinke suggested in an interview with the Associated Press that he would run for Senate if Tester attempts to obstruct proposals for tighter border security and forest management changes. Zinke was re-elected on November 8th for a second term as Montana's sole representative in the U.S. House. American Commander, a book that Zinke co-authored about his career as a U.S. Navy SEAL, is due to be released tomorrow. Tester said immediately after the recent election that he intends to seek a third six-year term. An attorney for a newspaper and an advocacy group will try to persuade a federal judge to strike down a 14-year-old court order that made settlement talks on Butte's ongoing mining waste cleanup confidential. The Montana Standard and Silver Bow Creek Headwaters Coalition are scheduled to appear tomorrow before U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon in Helena. The newspaper petitioned to intervene in the case between the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and Atlantic Richfield Company after it was denied a public record request on information about settlement negotiations related to the Superfund cleanup. The Montana Standard attorney argues the information should be public under the state's Freedom of Information laws, but the 2002 confidentiality order prevents its release. Both ARCO and the U.S. Department of Justice opposed the newspaper's intervention in the case. The federal government released rules today designed to help states improve schools and narrow achievement gaps. The Every Student Succeeds Act provides states a broad framework to support troubled public schools and struggling students. The first draft of Montana's plan to comply with the new federal law was released earlier this month. Montana School Superintendent Denise Juno.
There is a little bit more flexibility in there in how we measure school success. We're still required under the federal education law to measure things like graduation rates, academic achievement. We still have to give an annual assessment.
But states can also use other indicators to measure school success. Montana is proposing to take school climate into account.
Things about how do kids feel about school? Is engagement and school functions and activities important to student learning?
The public comment period for Montana's draft plan ends December 16th. Juno says those comments will be reviewed, and the state will submit a formal plan to the federal government by the end of December. Missoula Mayor John Ingen says he has been absent from his job for the past month because he was in a treatment program for alcoholism. Ingen revealed in a letter distributed to media that he returned to work today after checking into a 28-day inpatient program in October. Earlier this month, Ingen's staff said the mayor would be out of office for several weeks for medical reasons. Ingen says he wrote the letter because Missoula residents deserve to know their mayor is an alcoholic in recovery, and because his story might help others addicted to alcohol. He adds that he is confident he can live a healthy, productive, and sober life, and that he plans to run for re-election next year. No new walleye have been found in Swan Lake, marking good news for the lake's trout population. The Daily Interlake reports that Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks' annual lake trout netting program turned up no new walleye when it was completed last month, unlike last year when two of the invasive fish were found. If walleyes established a breeding population in Swan Lake, the predatory fish could damage the lake's population of kokanee salmon and bull trout, which are classified as threatened. The Helena, Lewis & Clark National Forest has released its new proposed forest plan. The plan is years in the making, and a four-month public comment period on it will open once notice is officially published in the Federal Register, which is expected later this week. The Helena, Lewis & Clark National Forest team working on the forest plan revision has scheduled a series of 9 public meetings about it at the end of January and beginning of February. Locations for those include Lincoln, Helena, and Great Falls, as well as Harleton, Browning, and Shodo. You can find links to the proposed new forest plan on our website, as well as details on where and when public meetings on it will be held. That's at mtpr.org. Ski season is underway at a pair of Montana resorts. The Red Lodge Mountain and Big Sky Ski Resorts opened up for the season this past holiday weekend. The resorts both reported good crowds looking to get in their first turns of the season. Limited snowfall leading up to the weekend forced the resorts to scale back the number of runs they could offer, but the resorts are working hard to make snow and open more terrain. At Red Lodge, about 1,200 people purchased lift tickets on Saturday, and another 500 hit the slope Sunday. Big Sky opened Thanksgiving Day, with about 1,300 skiers and snowboarders showing up. Elsewhere, Bridger Bowl is scheduled to open on December 9th. Record sugar beet harvests will keep refineries busy making sugar longer than usual. The Billings Gazette reports the U.S. Department of Agriculture projects the worldwide demand for sugar will outpace supply. Randall Jobman of Western Sugar Cooperative says farmers in Montana and Wyoming saw record yields. Farmers growing beets in eastern Montana for Sidney Sugars broke a 1998 record by delivering over 1 million tons. The company's agriculture manager said fall moisture was instrumental in reversing farmers' losses over the summer. Beets kept growing without a hard freeze in October. Average sugar content is slightly lower than usual, at about 17%. Montana's economy absorbs roughly $100 million annually from its sugar industry. A draft plan unveiled for two recently created Idaho wilderness areas prohibits campfires at high elevations to protect whitebark pine and eliminates horses and other recreational stock in some areas to protect alpine soils. The U.S. Forest Service and U.S. Bureau of Land Management announced the availability of the 67-page document intended to guide management of the 138-square-mile Hemingway Boulders Wilderness and the 142-square-mile White Clouds Wilderness, both in central Idaho. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant.